This week on Black College Wire, amongst sharp competition and intense deliberation, Florida A&M University has chosen an alumnus to become the school's new president. The Chancellor of North Carolina Central University, James H. Ammons, accepted the position after a 7-6 vote by the Board of Trustees. Ammons has expressed detailed plans for the school, including restoring and establishing business and alumni relations. Two Howard University students are taking a creative stance on personally promoting awareness about HIV/AIDS in the Black community. Graduate student and social worker Carl Miller and Miss Howard University, Asada Barton, have created a campaign known as a Semester of Abstinence and Advocacy. Participating students pledge to abstain from sexual activity for one semester and agree to HIV/AIDS testing. Howard University student Breelon Marche explained the importance of the initiative.
Well, Washington, D.C., this state is among one of the highest states known for people with AIDS and HIV. And I think that's why it's so important to bring about the awareness that it's out there and anyone can get it. So, yeah, it's definitely something that we need to take note of.
Did Stomp the Yard stomp the purpose? Many Jackson State students complained that the movie, which depicts Greek life through a Greek prospect on a historically Black campus, failed to show all angles of the Greek process. While many students admit that they were entertained by the movie, Greeks hope that the movie doesn't heighten the interest in their organizations for the wrong reasons. This week, we take time out to reflect on a man whom Dr. Martin Luther King called the most courageous civil rights fighter in the South. In 1957, Fred Shuttlesworth, along with Dr. King, Reverend Ralph David Abernathy, and Bayard Rustin, formed SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which assisted local organizations in helping Blacks in the struggle for equality. Today, Fred Shuttlesworth is a pastor in Ohio and still continues to speak on civil rights issues.
While prominent civil rights leaders and state dignitaries have called for action against the use of the N-word, in Florida A&M school newspaper The Famuan, the editorial board gives a different perspective. In the editorial Too Late to Ban the N-word, it argues that penalties for the word's usage should have come much earlier in history instead of singling out today's younger generation for changing the word's connotation.
To learn more about these stories, log on to blackcollegewire.org, the news service for Black college students across the nation. This is Yvette Crenshaw
and Natalie Wilson
from Howard University, reporting for the Black College Wire.